Good morning, Daniel. We are close to the town hall, the place where the working committee is working. We are 5-6.
And the radio.
And the radio is working. The cyclone is past, it's gone. But is what is going on with the working committee? Which kind of action are you taking?
We are trying first to insist on the electricity and storing all the wood that's on the ground, because it's a huge quantity of wood. We calculated 70% of the trees collapsed. So where this wood is going, it's a problem, because all the village, they claim the wood, and there are some even Orovillians that gave the wood away against the cutting to have the way free out of their houses. So this is the two main concerns. The other concern is to receive all the officials that come and in those days, because they are interested in helping. So I think that Oroville is just when you have a haircut and you feel better after. So we had a big haircut, and let's try to feel better after, even if when you see even here all the trees down, some sadness come in your eyes. But it's just a trimming. Let's say it's just a trimming. You can see all the electricity lines that are down. They said first that we need 2 weeks. Probably we need a month to reestablish everywhere electricity. The main thing is that we have no poles, because all the poles broke, and there is not enough poles to replace them. Out of 120 poles that we need, we got only 15. So, till the moment we have not the poles, we cannot do much. The new thing is that we clear all the lines 3 meters each side, so some more trees will be cut. But it's already not so many, because they are already down. So the lines will be more safe, so when some rain will come, maybe we will not have the power cuts we had before. And somebody is even trying to think about putting the cables underground, but it's difficult here because it's a forest, so the roots will not allow. Maybe some in some places will be underground cables. We are waiting for some relief money that I think will be generous, so we have to use it in the best way.
This money will come from the Indian government or from external donors?
This money will come from central government, from Tamil Nadu government, from private people, and maybe even from our civilians.
And the priority is for what?
The priority is relief. The second priority that is rehabilitation. So rehabilitation can have a vast meaning, because we still have a town to be built. So to prepare this land for a town is maybe one of the main goals of this rehabilitation story.
Regarding the schools, we have a
town. Yeah, we yesterday we tried to send some teams cleaning up the schools, because they were here and in the town hall, that is not so much needed. I see that now they continue here, and I think they are in the schools too. So the school, I don't know, but I think they will be open in time.
Thank you very much, Daniel.